I want to, talk to you about my Bigfoot research and,
What about what you've been doing?
Well, I've seen him face to face. Been pinched by one time and got some on film. And
you were pinched by a Bigfoot?
Yeah, I thought I was walking underneath a tree one day, and I was just tired trying to get back to my car. And I thought the tree was tugging on me, and so I just jerked away. And, got home. I didn't even look back. I was just tired trying to get out of there. And got home, about ready to take a shower, and I noticed a big old pinch mark on my back, about three times bigger than my hand, and I'm a pretty good-sized guy. I'm 6'1". So, that was like the start of my new adventure.
Better than a bite mark on your back.
Well, yeah, I don't think you'll bite, though. I fed them food, and, I've got their bite marks on watermelons and other such fruits and such.
So you've seen some of these creatures?
Yes, got them on film. Got a few photos of them.
When are we going to see these things?
Actually, I'm trying to send you an email, but I think you probably get so many emails, you just, bypass.
No, not if you said you had a picture of a Bigfoot on it. I wouldn't have bypassed you. You sure you're sending it to the right one?
I sent it to the one that's located on the webpage. I tell you, I'll send you a film of one, just a small clip, if that's okay.
Okay, that's fine.
It'll be one picking out of the tree looking at me when I got the camera.
And can you really see it?
Yeah. This particular one, yes.
How big was this one?
This one, the one behind the tree peeking out. He's about at least 7 foot, 8 foot tall.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, they actually get bigger than that. Real big.
Has anybody else seen these?
Yeah, actually, my first time I saw one, I was out with, I don't know if I should say his name, but let's just call him Matt.
This is his first name, that's all we need.
Matt. He's out in Oregon. I went out with him and his team, and, they were shooting a skit for a TV kids show, and I got kind of bored, so I went up the hill with this one other guy, and it was, the snow was coming down, so, he had to take his mother back into town, and I was just hanging out, having a smoke, and all of a sudden I noticed I'm face-to-face with this young juvenile Bigfoot, and we're at a standstill. I didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to do, so I gave him the opportunity by turning my head down the hill, and I kept, my peripheral vision. I had him in my peripheral vision, and, man, when he took off, he was gone. Going up the hill, before you knew it, he was over it.
Can you blame him? You probably scared the heck out of him.
I think we're both startled. My only concern then was, where's his parents, That was the only thing going through my mind, because, I could tell this is just a juvenile.
Okay, what you've got to do then is get me the clip. I'd love to see it.
All right. I'll send you the clip, the one that was filmed out in California, and see what you think of it.
Okay, if you can even do that tonight, because most of my emails don't roll in until after the show. So send it to me now. We'll grab it. I'll send it up to Sean tonight. Next up, let's go to our next wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Hi.
This is Stacy calling from deep south Texas, down by Mexico.
Hi, Stacy. Stacy with an EY or just Y?
You got it right, EY.
That's different.
It's the only correct spelling.
A lot of Stacys don't spell it that way.
I know. That's why I'm special, George.
You're special, Stacy.
Well, honestly, I want to start this by saying I'm a true skeptic. I really don't believe anything unless I see it with my own eyes. And a while back, you had a guest on. I don't know. I only caught a portion of the show. You were talking about something with bird-like creatures or something.
Thunderbirds.
Okay, well, down in the valley, there's an old folkloric legend called La Chusa, which the translation means owl. But down here, it means it's a large owl that is actually a witch. And if you supposedly see one outside of your house or something, that means you're cursed, you're going to die, or something scary. It's a legend that I've heard growing up. And I think maybe I might have had an encounter one night about 6 or 7 years ago. I was driving back with some friends from the beach. There were 4 of us in a king cab truck. We were driving back through some back roads, like a shortcut. So no houses, no civilization really for a few miles. And we're just having a good time coming home. And one of the guys driving looks up and he sees in the distance above a telephone pole something glowing. And it kind of looked like maybe an old blown transformer or something. But as we got closer, we kind of ignored it. And another guy pointed out, hey, it looks like a person. And, of course, we're sitting there going, oh, come on, what are you talking about? We're leaning out the window and looking. We're in this huge truck. It's got a big grill guard. I mean, there's a lot of hunters down here in Texas, you know. And we get closer to this glow, and sure enough, it looked like maybe a woman. It was so high up, it was hard to tell. But we had slowed way down. And as we got just about underneath it, she jumped or falls from up there. But it was so split second that right when she did that, the windshield of the truck shattered.
Oh, my.
And the guy driving flipped out, and he just floored it. And we're like, what in the heck was that? And we just took off, and about 5 miles, we got to the closest town with a gas station and lights, people around.
Humans.
Humans, yeah, we're scared to death. We get out of the car, and in between the grill guard and the truck, there's this dead, like, golden retriever, like a big dog.
No!
And I thought, well, there it is. We were not paying attention to the road. We had a dog, and that's, I don't know how the windshield shattered, but that's what I thought. Well, they lifted the dog out.
What a shame.
And on the... I know, but as soon as they lifted the dog out, there were, like, claw or rip marks on the belly, and, like, somebody said maybe, like, it had been picked up by claws, like talons, huge talons.
Like a huge bird. Like a huge bird, and maybe you're saying then this dog was dropped?
Yeah, or thrown at the truck, and that was it. The lady, nothing ever came to be, but I don't know, it scared me white, whiter than I already am.
That's an incredible story.
Anyway, I thought that I'd share that with you. And I don't know what it is, but after I told people that story, they kept saying it was Lachusa. It was Lachusa.
Oh, hey, you know what? You may be right. They may be right. Okay,
well,
thanks.
Maybe so, George. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Stacey.